I'm Véronique.
And I'm Sylvia.
Welcome to the High Vibes and a Mic podcast,
where multicultural moms connect.
Everyone, this is Véronique and Sylvia. We're back for a podcast on High Vibes and a Mic. Today we have a guest. Her name is Katie Parker. And today we're going to talk about trauma, PTSD, and how to deal with it. It's a topic very close to our hearts. So we really wanted to talk about it. And we really wanted to find someone who could explain to us how to deal with grief. So Katie is a trauma-informed well-being writer. She integrates mental health and faith into her works. She's a mental health advocate and mentor. She was born in Slovakia, but she lives in England. And she shares a journey of healing and hope on her Journey Smiley blog. Katie believes that God left her in this world for a reason. And during her recovery, she created the PTSD My Story Project. It's a safe space for trauma survivors to share their stories and let others know that they're not alone. Her goal is to encourage and empower trauma survivors and support them on their healing journey. Katie believes that healing shouldn't be a luxury and that everyone deserves a chance to heal. That's why she created a free ebook, 7 Keys to Self-Healing, a Trauma Survivor's Guide. So you can check out Katie's Journey Smiley blog and get the keys to your healing. So now let's hear it from Katie. Yeah. Katie, our first question for you. Can you start off by briefly talking about what made you decide to work with grief?
Yeah, so what brought me to this? So it's actually because I find that our society doesn't really talk much about grief. You know, I found we need to stigmatize grief, mental health, and trauma. And as well, because I have a feeling that sometimes even if we're going through grief, we don't really know what we experience is actually grief. And this brings me to my story. So actually in 2020, I had a very bad accident. And I was actually walking home from work and I was hit by a car, by a van. And I ended up in hospital with fracture of fracture vertebrae, L12, 3 and 4, so the lower back. And a week later, actually, I experienced flashbacks, first flashbacks, and I was then later on diagnosed with PTSD. And fast forward 10 months and into my healing, I got back to work. And I started to work again full time. I was thinking I am better, so I can go back to work. And 3 weeks later, my body just gave up. Kind of, I couldn't sit, I couldn't stand, I could not walk, nothing again. And I ended up again for a night in hospital. But they just told me that it was too soon, too early, just too much, and so. But I went back then. I was off work for about 7 or 8 weeks, and then I went back to work and started with a few hours, and then the extended hours, and then again after about few weeks or so, I ended up back again back again at a GP and back off work, and this then after a few months back to work and then off work and then on, and so, and this was going in for about 2.5 years. And what I didn't know, actually, in that time, I experienced, I had a PTSD, so flashbacks, nightmares, and everything. I experienced depression, anxiety. And what I didn't know, actually, was that I was going through grief. Because I was thinking that you go through grief only when somebody dies. You know, you only experience grief when somebody dies. I didn't know you can actually experience grief when there's any other loss. But actually the truth is we can experience we can experience grief with any other loss, you know. So, and with the loss of health, with the loss of ability, I mean, yeah, I was grieving my life before, because before my accident, I was able to travel all over the world. I was able to socialize with friends, you know, I love dancing, I could do all those things, and suddenly I couldn't do any of this. So yes, yeah, I was kind of grieving in a sense that I missed those things, but I didn't know that what I was going through, my feelings and everything, that this was actually grief.
Yeah. I think it's a very good definition that you just said, you know, that grief is something that you lost. Because, you know, you were experiencing PTSD and other symptoms. And it's not because you lost someone, but you lost, you know, your lifestyle also. So, yeah, that's totally normal that you were experiencing grief. And people sometimes don't realize that. I completely agree with you.
Yes, so, can we be completely healed from grief and trauma?
We need to say first what trauma is, perhaps, to say, to answer the question. So, trauma is like anything traumatic that we experience, anything that impacts our health, our mental health. And there's about, I think worldwide, the statistics say that there's about 70% of the population experience trauma at some stage in their life, and about 20% then do actually develop PTSD. And then again, what is PTSD? So PTSD is just a normal response, natural response to stressful, to traumatic event, really. And if this persists, because obviously we all get a little bit anxious when something kind of scared happens to us. But if that feeling, if this kind of emotions, and if this state persists for longer, then we are talking about post-traumatic stress disorder. So can we heal from it? Yeah, we can heal from it. We have kind of this learned helplessness, and several people just say like, oh no, you know what, I cannot heal from it. This is so horrible. This is so terrible. I cannot heal from it. And so, but actually, we can heal from it. There are people that did heal from it. And it's just as well important to say what really healing is. You know, for some people, my healing means something like, I don't know, today are able to go and have a shower, you know, in the morning, get out of the bed and have a shower. And so for some people, it can be that they are able to have a less flashbacks and nightmares. And so this as well kind of depends what really healing is for them. As well, we have to kind of recognize we cannot delete trauma from our life. You know, I went through trauma, I cannot say, oh, I haven't been or so, because this is not healthy. You know, there's many times we suppress our feelings, and because we kind of thinking they're running away from it, but we're actually not going to heal until we face those feelings, those emotions and so on. So really it's important to kind of face those things in order to heal this. Yes, healing is not like a magic pill or, I don't know, cup of tea. So just have a cup of tea and you'll be all healed. But it doesn't work like this. You need to do work, and it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy, and it's not something like, oh, it's really pretty or so. No, it's not. It's not magical. It's not a fairy tale. It really requires work. It's active things that requires you to work actually through it, but you can do it. So yes, yeah, you can heal. The other thing we do when we talk about grief, actually, your question was if you can heal from grief is, you know, I believe once grief comes into our lives, it stays there, but we don't have to stay in that acute stage, the first acute stage, you know, of it. We can move forward with grief, you know. That's what I believe. And I mean, there's backed as well by a research that, yes, yeah, we can, you know, heal. It's like grief, actually, I always say to people, use the grief window for healing. This grief can be your healing. You need to feel those feelings. You need to go through healing. We don't look like move on with it or move away and we heal. We have to go through it. So, we can do it. But then the grief is kind of, it always stays with us. You know, we're going through the stage of grief, or this like those five stages of grief, like denial, then anger, then bargaining, yeah, then we have depression and acceptance. And we can move to, you know, towards acceptance. We can move in our grief towards acceptance. But those five stages, it doesn't mean that we're going like stage to one to another. And so they are not linear, and we can go backwards as well. So we can already be in acceptance and then again having days when we are kind of really depressed or so. It is like this just happens, you know. It's just we're humans. We often forget that we are humans with all the emotions, you know. So it's just very normal to feel those emotions, and one day can be easier than others, and that's what it is. But, you know, for me, really healing kind of in grief, and so I think we reach these things when is it acceptance, and when we think, okay, I've been through something hard, I acknowledge this, and it's awful to lose something or so, but there is life beyond this pain. You don't have to be like the victim of the trauma or, you know, of grief. There is life beyond this, and we can experience this, and we can find the meaning as well, again, in our life, despite the loss that we experienced. There is, you know, there is a meaning, and we can heal.
Yeah, such a deep and important conversation, because I'm sure, right? Everybody has been through some sort of grief, and in my family too. And I think a lot about my parents, and because we lost, I lost my brother. And so for them to deal with that loss, and especially back then, and you know, it's just like you just find your own way of dealing with grief, right? Like my dad has his way, my mom was almost like kind of like, oh, I don't need any help from other people, like a psychologist or a therapist. But she was suffering a lot. My dad was like, I need some other type of help, but he was also like very miserable. And I think they go through those stages too, that it's even though it's been 20 years,
yeah,
they are in the acceptance phase right now, the acceptance phase, but they go back, like they go back to that, you know, and it just feels like it's always there. But it just the fact when we don't talk about it, when you don't like to talk about it, you kind of like try to hide.
I'm glad to have you said it today, did find the acceptance. And so it's not something that is easy, you know, because the thing is, we need to find the meaning of life again. And that's what I think it is, you know, when we really find a meaning that we can actually, that is life actually still despite a loss. And so, but I mean, as you said, we don't really want to talk about this, and it's so important because one very important when we talk about healing and certain grief is group therapies. You know, group therapies can be so powerful, really, because then you find actually that there are other people who are going through the same things. You are not alone, because you feel sometimes very isolated in grief. You know, it kind of isolates you. It's funny because people say, or we kind of like, or like, if somebody experiences grief, we say about them, oh, they just shut themselves and they isolate themselves. No, what often isolates them actually away from us, or we cannot often isolate them? Because it's almost like scared, like, oh, will I catch it or something, you know? I don't want to lose anybody. It's really a nightmare. It's the worst nightmare. Those people are our nightmare, you know, when they lose somebody. This is our nightmare. Our nightmare is to lose our loved ones. And so we often kind of just, you know, we don't talk about this. We don't even know what to ask those people, you know. And then often we just come with things that are really not helpful for those people, you know. So really it's just, it's important to talk about this, but as well to know what to say, you know.
So you mentioned group therapies.
When we talk about the PTSD as well, I have to say, because I experienced PTSD and grief as well, that we have to heal from PTSD first to be able to do the grief work. So you have to deal from your trauma first, so you can move towards the grief work, and then you can be in the grief group, you know, and all these things. So yeah, I did as well myself, actually founded a project, is a grief stories project, where writers or people who experienced a grief share their stories as well of grief and of loss and so. And I just kind of did it because I wanted to let other people know, you know, that they are not alone, that there are other people, who, and as well to show how other people are dealing with it, with, you know, with their grief, with, yeah, with their loss and so. And really is mostly about, it's so much about connections in grief, you know, and show those people that they are not alone. You know, I'm just here, sit with you wherever you are in your journey, and not something like, oh yeah, can I fix it for you or so? Because grief is not something that we, you know, we want to fix or so. It is there we want to really face, and we want to go through it to heal, to be able to move forward.
And yeah. What would be the biggest challenge to overcome grief?
Kind of, a lot of times is like, we almost think like, perhaps we shouldn't really heal, or perhaps this is like, just like, perhaps it's our way to feel awake, sad, and so, because then we think, if we kind of heal, it's just almost like betrayal, you know, like, oh, I'm going to be happy, but don't we just betray them? Somebody, that doesn't mean that I still love them, doesn't mean that I then forgotten them, or like what? And that, I think, is a very kind of big thing in our society, and people see it that, yeah, if they like, oh, I am not going to, I don't know, feel like I'm going to not feeling any more sad or so, I'm feeling happy, or I'm feeling joy, I'm feeling gratitude. Is it like, does it mean really, or if I find acceptance, does it mean that I am happy with how things are? No, first thing is, the acceptance doesn't mean that you are happy with how things are, or that, you know, the acceptance is that you actually accept the reality. You know, when my mom passed away, and as well when I had my accident, I would wish not to have my accident, you know, if I could. I wish not to have it. But the thing is, it happened. And then I can do two things with it. I can either totally like just avoid everything, because PTSD as well is very much about avoiding triggers and avoiding kind of all these things. But in grief, you need to actually remembering, is about remembering things. And that's why I said you need to heal first from PTSD so you can actually start your grief journey. So it's really about, you know, we can just really either run away from it and shut everything and just think, you know, my words and everything that I knew, everything I wanted, all my ambitions and so, just totally fall down, just totally everything got lost now, because I cannot do things I were able before. My dreams, everything is lost. Or I can say, yes, yeah, something terrible has happened to me. I'm going to face this, and this is horrible. And this is horrible. But can I actually find something else there? You know, is there like plan B or so? It doesn't have to be terrible. You know, it can be totally fine. And so, but really, we often think, oh, if we're going to feel this way, is it just, we just betray ourselves, we betray those who will be lost. And so, no, it's not about betrayal. You just find freedom. And that's what is important. You find freedom in this. Because you just realized that perhaps happiness and sadness can coexist. That, you know, gratitude and grief can coexist. Just because I find gratitude in something doesn't mean I have forgotten my loved ones or so. You know, they can coexist. And that's a very kind of one thing that we think, no, we cannot. We just have to be in this miserable state. And so that's not true. And your loved ones would not want this for you neither. You know, so this is very kind of, I would say, very hard. And then it's very hard to find, you know, acceptance and just let go of things. It is an ability to just let go of things. And often with grief comes guilt, you know. So I know you mentioned like your brother died and so, and I don't know how, but like when my mom died, there was so much grief, you know, why wasn't I there? Where was I? And like, you know, but then what, like, if I even were there, would I be able to save her? You know, we do have to think about this, that we haven't caused it and we cannot sometimes even change it. Very often we cannot change it. We haven't caused it and we cannot change it. That's the thing, like, you know, really hard is to, really in grief, I would say, just kind of to note it, we don't have a control over everything. And so, yeah, we cannot, as I said, we cannot control everything. You cannot, you haven't caused it, you cannot control it, and you couldn't cure it, you know. So, and just to know it is so hard. And then sometimes it's almost, it's easier to just blame ourselves and just face that pain. And face the reality that there was nothing we could really do. That even if I were dead, that thing would still happen. You know, it's just really hard sometimes to just kind of face this, that we don't have everything under control.
I was going to say acceptance is one of the hardest one, right? To go through. And also, I think it's, I mean, for people, you know, believing God, sometimes it's also easier to have closure, you know, if you pray a lot or if you can, you know, talk to maybe to your priest. For you, for instance, how does your faith in God influence your coaching practice? Do you think you were able to help maybe other people also because of that?
So yeah, how does God influence and my work as well, actually myself as well? So yeah, I think probably the biggest is that, you know, with faith there is hope as well. So I would say just having hope is so important for me because, you know, I mean, this is just that hope that we will be with our loved ones again one day. You know, even when they are not here physically, we still can actually feel their love. Yeah, this is something when we go through so many feelings in grief, but there's one thing that never changes is love. So yeah, so whilst we are here, we still can go with this love on, and there's just hope that one day we will be with them again reunited. And as well, because we were talking about, you know, having things under control and so, and that's another thing, you know, I always kind of say to people and to myself as well, I had a conversation the other day with somebody about this and said, you know, there are certain things that we can control and there are certain things that we cannot control. And there is God to look after all those things. There's already enough on our shoulders, the things we can control. So we should really just focus on things that we can do and let God do his things, you know. So yeah, and it's like, it's very important as well, faith in acceptance and in letting go, you know. So, and that's what really helped me as well very much with this. And yeah, I think, you know, obviously I would love to have my mom here, like I'm sure you as well, everybody would love to have their loved ones here, either is it Christmas or the birthdays or whatever. But one thing to know, that they are okay, you know, that they are now with God and they are okay. Yes, yeah, it's perhaps not something that after somebody dies or loses somebody, it's perhaps not the first thing you want to tell them. Oh, you know, but the loved ones is with you, with God now. And so perhaps not the first thing you want to tell them, you know. But later on, like I said, you're going through those stages and all these things. Later on, there is the one step, it helps you to find acceptance as well. And when this is found, is like, you know, is yeah, it's fine. Yes, I would love to have them here, but I know my mom is okay. I know your loved ones is okay. And one day we will be with them again. And it just gives me so much peace, you know. It just gives me so much peace that just knowing. And that's what it is about, you know, about really finding the peace, finding the meaning and finding the peace. That there can be peace again found after loss. And so we always really kind of just like, don't let this grief rule over you, and don't let it just be a victim of trauma and so, but you know, you can find peace again. So yeah, I would say that's what helps me really much. And just knowing that, you know, God is, look at the scriptures and said, you know, that God is there with me. Whatever I'm going through, he is there with me. He didn't ever say that life is going to be easy, that there's not going to be problems or sorrows or whatever, you know, the problems we had now in recordings. So I was like, God doesn't say there's not going to be problems, but it's really about, you know, it's really about how you kind of face this, you know, you and I find it for us Christians is at least this one, this good thing that, you know, you can face it because there's the hope that, yeah, he is with you, and you know, and there's a hope that you will be with your loved ones again. So yeah, it's about how you really respond to the loss and to whatever is going in your life. So that's what is important.
It's a bit like a bit of a therapy, right? When you believe in God and you read the scripture and you can, you know, tell yourself in a way, you know, we're going to see each other again. It's a little bit like a therapy. And I know your parents, Sylvia, are Christian. Do they get support, you know, with their faith? I'm sure it wasn't easy, you know, losing their son, but did they try to get support through the faith?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's when they became even more. My dad was not really going to church that much, but after that, he started going every Sunday, and that brought a lot of comfort for them, 100%. Yeah. I can't imagine if they didn't have the faith in God, how that would have been. Like, I can. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't have even my dad around anymore, to be honest, because it really affected him in a much stronger way. So the faith in God, I think it just saved him, just made him keep going. And we have one more question here. So Katie, just wanted to know more about your project, My Story Project, because it was very inspiring when I looked at it, all those stories from people, like telling their, you know, their grieving process and their healing journey. Can you talk a little bit more before we go?
About it as well, my ebook. Yeah, it's the self-healing trauma, self-healing guide. So yeah, people can actually get it as well. And yeah, my project, you know, I founded this project because, as I said, I feel like people should not be alone in the difficult time. It is a trauma or is it, you know, a grief. So people should not be alone in this. And so I started to there's a PTSD My Story project, and there's a grief story as well. And so PTSD My Story project, like I said, I was in a hospital when I was diagnosed with PTSD. And I returned back to writing after a very long break, you know, and that's kind of when I started to share my story first in PTSD. And so people started to respond saying, oh, you know, I as well have experienced PTSD and I as well. And so, and then I was thinking, well, I am not alone. There are other people who as well have experienced PTSD. And so then I was thinking, okay, let's found the project, because when I was diagnosed with PTSD, I was working for people who went from to PTSD. And lots of times I could find actually what the doctors kind of say or the health professionals. But I wanted to know as well from the survivors, you know, how they kind of going with, how do they live life, even like, I don't know, 10 years later with PTSD, or if they are able to heal and all those things. I wanted to know from the survivors, and I couldn't really find many things like this. So that's why I founded the PTSD My Story project. And then, as I said, as I kind of was going through grief myself, I was thinking, okay, there's so many different losses. And, you know, I just want to as well let people know that they are not alone. And I started a grief story project. This is quite a new one. But because I'm working on a book about grief and loss myself, I was just thinking it would be great to connect with other people who went through grief and loss as well, and just really tell people that they are not alone, you know, because this is so important. Just, and you know, in loss, what kind of things that can help us in managing grief? And so one of the things is really to tell people about your loss, you know, talk about your grief, and you know, talk about your loved ones, you know, tell them the names, tell people about this, because it's just so important, you know, honoring the life of our loved ones. This is so important. It's like not the dead, but actually remember them when they were still here. Who were they? And, you know, how was their life? And so, and this is so important, and it helps us as well moving forward in our grief. So, yeah, I will say. But as well, just want to actually, before I say this, I want to jump to the question when you said about the faith and how it helped your parents. And, you know, many times, yeah, we, like, it's fine to question, you know, God answer. It's totally fine. I mean, God knows this, you know. So we experience grief, loss, and yes, yeah, we're going to question God, why this happened, and so on. But really, you're not perhaps finding answer to every question in this world. And this is as well the acceptance that, you know, we just accepted. We're not going to find out why our loved are not here anymore, why they had to be ill, or why this and this had to happen, why I had to have an accident. And so we might not find the questions to everything. And the acceptance is that we are just okay with this, you know. And that's kind of when God comes as well, at least for me, that is this comfort kind of, yeah, like you said, this comfort, find this comfort. And then our faith can grieve and can actually grow as well. And we can grow as well after grief. And so, yeah, after loss, we can, yeah, and with grief, we can grow and, yeah, after loss. And so, yeah. But as well, I want to say, I'm just so grateful to everybody who is sharing their stories, and I'm grateful for what you do as well. And I'm so grateful to everybody who is sharing their stories, because this is so important, just to let people know that they're not alone, you know. They are others. Those things happen. There's nothing wrong with you. And this is just a normal thing, that just like the beginning, so is the ending of life. This is just a normal part of our life. And it's hard, yeah, but you don't have to go through alone, you know, through this. Yeah, there are people that will understand this, and there are people who can sit with you wherever you are on your journey.
So true. Never be in a journey like that alone, and thinking that no one else can help you or support you, because you will find many people. Or, like you said, life is to be lived and to go through ups and downs, and it's all the experiences that have no explanation. But we know that God knows what He's doing. He has a bigger plan. Always have some bigger plans for us, and we just have to surrender and let Him do the work. So.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Thought, yeah. Your last quote, Kitty, was beautiful. Really, what you said, that was really beautiful. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think this is it, huh? Thank you so much, Kitty. I wish I could talk to you about that for like 2 more hours, because this is.
Despite the difficulties,
the technical issues. Technical issues.
Very wise conversation, I will say. Very, very wise. I really enjoyed it. Yes. And we will add all your information in our show notes if, you know, people want to connect with you and, you know, check your blog and maybe share also their own story, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that we'll be welcome to do that.
Yeah, yes. Definitely. I mean, if you're going through grief, you know, or whatever difficulties, I always say my messenger is always open, and I will be grateful for anybody who wants to share their stories. Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Katie. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the amazing work you're doing. It's really amazing. So, congratulations.
Yes. Thank you, and thank you as well.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Take care. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to High Vibes and a Mic. Until next time, laugh hard, stay silly, and never forget to bring your sense of humor. Please follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest.